Voters in most of Boston, about half of Cambridge and Somerville, Chelsea and Everett will face a rare choice this September. A Democratic primary will be held in the state's 7th congressional district. This week, Boston City Councilor Ayanna Pressley said she is running for the seat against incumbent Congressman Michael Capuano. WBUR's Meghna Chakrabarty spoke with both of the candidates and has this report.
Put simply, here's what we have. Two Democrats, two progressives, two capable politicians, neither of whom will criticize each other's record. But they differ along lines that are defining the struggle for the future of the Democratic Party: age, gender, and race. Michael Capuano has held the 7th district seat since 1999, and in Massachusetts, it's not that often that an incumbent member of Congress faces a primary challenger. And only two of those incumbents have lost primaries in the state since 1992. But in that time, the 7th district has changed. It's Massachusetts' only majority-minority district, something that Ayanna Pressley knows well. She became the first woman of color elected to the Boston City Council in 2009. And she says she's running for Congress now to bring a new lens to long-standing national challenges.
Tuesday was the State of the Union, and I see the State of the Union on the front lines every single day with growing income inequality, systemic racism, gentrification, displacement, civil rights, democracy planet are being eroded at and threatened every day. And so I just want to take the work that I've dedicated my life to higher and farther. Everyone has their own authentic and unique lens. When you have issues that are being developed through a completely monolithic and homogenized prison, everyone suffers for that.
And the implication there is that you feel that perhaps Congressman Capuano hasn't been doing certain things. And I mean, let me just ask you, what things specifically do you think he hasn't been doing?
This is so much bigger than Michael Capuano and even Ayanna Pressley. What I'm putting front and center and what I'm focused on is the 7th Congressional District with a growing population of foreign-born residents, a growing population of single female-headed households, of people living below the poverty line, of a district that is reliant 32% on public transit, that is dealing with huge accessibility issues relative to transit. When I look at that and the fact that the district has changed exponentially over the last 18 years and the issues that it is struggling with, these are the issues that I've been working on my entire life.
What do you think your biggest challenge is as your campaign ramps up now?
It's probably the skepticism that people don't believe that one would be willing to take on the behemoth that is entrenched incumbency that has become a part of the cultural status quo here in Massachusetts just because I want to serve. Perception. And certainly there are implicit biases, but none of that is new to me. And truthfully, I'm used to being underestimated and discounted. And that's been true for my life personally, and certainly as an elected official. I'm up for the challenge. I think this is a fight worth taking on. And again, at a time when our democracy is being dismantled, the opportunity to affirm and preserve democracy by giving the residents of the 7th Congressional District the choice, I think is important.
While Ayanna Pressley promises to bring a new lens to the 7th District seat, Congressman Michael Capuano says he's been much more than a reliable progressive vote. He's been an unyielding stalwart of core progressive values in Washington, he says, and he's urging voters to judge him on his track record.
Ayanna Pressley and I would probably vote the exact same way on pretty much every vote we'd have on the floor of the House. I think the real race is really in this, to some degree, this is a little unfortunate that we have to spend time and money on a family fight, but it's at the same time, the real fights are across this country to bring a majority of Democrats back into the House and Senate so that the issues we care about, which again, Ayanna and I share, are the ones that get heard and the ones that set the priorities in this country so we can make sure that we stop Donald Trump dead in his tracks.
This is a delicate moment because I hear you saying that it's a little unfortunate, in your words, that spending time and money on a family fight. But what about those folks in your district who are taking a longer view here and saying maybe the Massachusetts delegation needs a woman of color finally?
I cannot be a woman of color, you know, and if that's what people care about, you know, look, that's fine. I accept that. I understand that. I just don't think there are that many people who will vote for me because I'm a white male or vote against me because I'm a white male. Some will do that both ways. 99% of my constituents will look way beyond those things. It's a factor. But the bigger factor is what can you do for me? What can you do for my family? What position are you in to push the issues we care about and to successfully do that? Yes, I'm an incumbent. Yep, we all know that. The behemoth whatever it is, doesn't play into it. I mean, what does play into it is, yes, I think I've done a good job. I will have an opportunity to lay out my record to my constituents who have maybe aren't as familiar with it as others. But that's what campaigns are all about, and I think that's what's going to happen for the next several months. Bringing a different lens, of course she will. I have 800,000 constituents. Each and every one of them has a different lens on life, including my wife. And they're all important, and that's very interesting, but that's not what politicians do. Politicians try to see the world through other people's lenses and try to bring people together so that we can have a mutual view of the world and how do we work together, not from the individual views that we all have.
So here we are. Both Capuano and Presley are progressives. And while any policy differences between them have yet to become clear, they are different people, different generations, and different races. And on September 4th, primary voters in the 7th District will decide which Democrat they want to represent them. And that vote will more than likely determine who goes to Washington. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.